Israeli forces are continuing military operations in the Gaza Strip despite intensified international mediation to try to broker a ceasefire. Rocket fired from Gaza, hitting a mile away from Ben-Gurion International Airport outside Tel Aviv on Tuesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces will continue to do what is needed to defend its people. As fighting intensifies, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has visited Tel Aviv and Ramallah in an attempt to try and broker a ceasefire. He's urging both sides to stop fighting and start talking. Meantime, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has ordered a ban on all flights of U.S. airlines into Israel for the next 24 hours. Several European airlines have also followed suit. More than 100,000 in Gaza have fled their homes since Israel began its offensive over 2 weeks ago. The first bodies of victims of downed Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 are due to arrive in the Netherlands later on today. Around 200 of the bodies have been moved by train to the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv from the rebel-controlled crash site. Nearly 200 victims of the flight were Dutch nationals. The country has declared Wednesday a national day of mourning.